Welcome everyone to Release Notes. I'm your host Robbie, and this is your daily podcast that keeps you updated on the latest software updates and releases. Every day I summarize release notes from the past 24 hours from various sources, whether it's repositories like GitHub to the tech giants' various developer blogs. I shine light on what's new, if it's worth updating, while also mentioning the hardworking contributors that make this software possible. Not only will you stay updated with the tools you already know and use, but you might also discover new software that you haven't heard of yet, and who doesn't enjoy that? Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a busy professional, this podcast helps you stay on top of the ever-changing software landscape. Let's dive in. On today, the 12th of January 2025. Today we're going to tackle only two releases today, which isn't uncommon for a weekend. We're going to be looking at TanStack and Wasabi Wallet. TanStack Query, which is a library for managing caching and synchronizing data in web applications. It's often used with React, but has support for other frameworks as well. TanStack Query is open source under the MIT license, and today's version is 5.64.0. The key updates here, it introduces support for typing query key and mutation key via register, which provides better type safety when working with queried and mutations in the applications using TanStack Query. This means developers can have more confidence that their data is being handled correctly, which reduces potential runtime errors, which is always good. And the documentation has been updated to highlight per component select patterns for query options. Additionally, an import statement with skip token was added to the docs. So these improvements to the docs will make it easier for devs to understand and use the library. The release sees updates across the entire TanStack query ecosystem, which includes the TanStack /query core/query broadcast/query persist client core. So there's a whole bunch under TanStack Query. So if you use TanStack, definitely go check this out. And you can find the link in the show notes. Shout out to the contributors at Nefreeman, at DogPawHat, and a couple of others, which will all be in the show notes. Wasabi Wallet, which is a privacy-focused, open-source, non-custodial Bitcoin wallet. Wasabi Wallet is designed for users who want a little bit more control over their Bitcoin transactions and privacy. It allows users to use features such as CoinJoin to provide transactional privacy. And Wasabi is free, open-source, under the FOSS. So today we saw version 2.4.0, which is a pretty significant release, bringing some big improvements, especially for those interested in privacy. So some key updates here. We have silent payments, the most significant feature for sure in this release, which is the support for sending to silent payment addresses. So silent payment addresses are privately reusable static addresses, which means that while sending Bitcoin to them is just as easy as sending to a regular address, it's not possible for an observer to link multiple payments to the same address. This is particularly useful for things like tips, donations, or recurring payments between the same entities. It's actually one of the first wallets to support sending to silent payment addresses, with receiving support being worked on. There's a donation button. So the donation button has been added to the main screen using silent payments, and this is to help support the ongoing development of maintenance of the wallet. The project does not generate any revenue, and its support is by the contributors, which are used to cover server costs and release management, things like that. The wallet now uses testnet 4 instead of testnet 3, which is just more stable and enjoyable to use. But the coins from testnet 3 do not exist on this new network, so users will need to obtain new coins via a faucet. And release notes are now displayed on the client on first launch after an update. But the full release notes are always either here on this podcast or on their GitHub. Several bug fixes were also included to do with the layout regression The wallet uses Key instead of XKey. Crypto for silent payments has been included. A bug where a wallet could have no keychain was fixed. A bug relating to an import JSON from CloudCard Q was fixed. And P2SH was added as an unknown script type. So some miscellaneous changes, sorry. The Buy Anything button was removed. Components are now wired using IOC. And privacy content control has been removed from the free rate in the transaction preview. Wasabi Wallet is available for Windows, Mac, Ubuntu, Fedora, and Debian. And the contributors for this release are Turbo Lay, Marinix Crows, and a couple of others, which are obviously all in the show notes. And that's it for today's releases. Thank you so much for tuning into Release Notes. If you build software, send me the dependencies from your package JSON, NuGet config, pod file, whatever, and I'll add them to the list of softwares I monitor so you don't have to. Or better yet, send me a link to your releases. Check out the show notes for ways to contact us, and a full list of the softwares I mentioned, link to their release pages, and the awesome contributors that make this version possible. Keep improving, keep innovating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye!